Sandy Storm here from Metal Shock Finland with Bjorn Englund. Hi, can you give us some of your memories of Ronnie?
Well, there's many, but I remember when Holy Diver came out, it was just, my God. First time I heard that was just, I mean, I knew right then that, you know, he was special. And then I hadn't really heard the old Sabbath stuff and the Rainbow stuff. I was really young when it came out, but that, of course, directed me to those records as well. And my second concert ever was actually Dio doing the Sacred Heart tour in Sweden, where I grew up. And on guitar was a new guitar player that me and my friends were not aware of, because there was no internet back then, and no, it wasn't announced yet in the magazines, because it takes a couple of weeks for the magazines to come out. So there was a new guy on guitar. We could tell that it wasn't the guy that was in the band before, and it turned out to be Craig Goldie, who became a really good friend and mentor of mine just a few years later after I moved to Los Angeles. And we stayed in touch and became really good friends, and he was always very supportive of me and throughout my career. And we finally got to work together, and just such an honor and pleasure, and just like I think it meant to be kind of a thing. And then it was interesting too how when they were becoming in need of a new bass player, I just accidentally sort of ended up at rehearsal. Tim Ripper Owens was in town, and I didn't know he was in town. I said, next time you come to town, let's have a beer. He said, I'll be in town tomorrow. Let's have a beer. I said, okay. And he said, come down to rehearsal, because we have Dio Disciples rehearsal. So I'm like, okay. And there I am, and Craig's there, and you know, I worked with Scott before, and you know, obviously knew Tim from before and stuff. So it was just one of those things where, you know, sort of felt like it was sort of meant to be. And when we played together, it felt right, you know. So it's one of those things, you know. I was never in Dio, and I never worked with Ronnie, but I feel like I know him well because of the working with his friends and bandmates. So, and being part of the family and getting to know Wendy and the whole team, and the wonderful team of the management and the Dio Cancer Fund. They're doing an incredible job. So it's really been a really, really nice journey. I'm really happy to be part of it.
You guys are doing a great job with Dio Disciples. I mean, you guys did amazing today, and every show we've seen you many times.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, and they're so easy to play with. They're such professionals and just solid musicians. Like, you can't find more solid players, and it's just nice to know that every time we go on stage, it will sound good, because everybody is a good player, so a great player, I should say. So it's really, really nice.
Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.